Welcome to day two of Bat Week. So you've probably heard a million stories about bats, right? I mean, there's children's books, fables, and folklore, and movies all based around these magnificent creatures. And there's a reason for that. They're mysterious. Or at least they were mysterious a long time ago. I mean, think about it. They're these dark flying creatures who only come out at night, who make these bizarre clicking noises that you can sometimes hear, sometimes not. Seems pretty weird, right? I mean, from the tales of Macbeth, with the witch's brew of eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog, to the tales of Dracula, the vampire who sucks your blood. I mean, these bats have been included in it all, right? For today, though, I'd like to tell you an Aesop fable called The Birds, the Beasts, and the Bat. Long ago, there was a battle between the birds and the beasts. In the beginning, the bat fought alongside the birds, until the birds began to lose. The bat switched sides and began to fight alongside the beasts. During this battle, the eagle took it upon itself to plan an attack against the beasts, resulting in the birds winning the battle. The bat felt embarrassed that it had left its bird friends behind, so it flew away to the forest and hid in the caves and tree crevices. The bat decided only to come out at night to avoid seeing its old friends, the birds. This fable expertly demonstrates the confusing nature of bats for a long while and their place in the animal kingdom as a flying, predaceous mammal. Some were confused by them, scared of them, or absolutely amazed by them. Regardless, their importance in our ecosystems is irrefutable, no matter if they are a bird or a beast. To switch gears a little bit, I'd like to talk about some mythology. Did you know that the Mayans had a bat deity called Camasotz, who represented the night and the underworld? This deity is said to have been derived from the vampire bat species found in the area, or from the vampire bat species that had a wingspan of 5 feet that may have existed there before modern times. It's hard to say for sure, but they were finding fossils of said creatures and attempting to identify the prehistoric bat species long ago. An overall takeaway from these stories is that our bat friends have mostly been represented as menaces in our stories and media. I think it's time we give them the love and respect they deserve. What do you think? Thank you for listening to day two of Bat Week. Tune in tomorrow where we'll talk about some bat basics. See you then.